Today's daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, freezing Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Zayin. We're holding on daf Lamed Vav, Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of a very important discussion about defining where we would say a mizonot and where we would say hamotzi, and what exactly are the dinim of the brachas before and after on various unusual cases. We start today with Chavitz Kedera on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Now, Chavitz Kedera is a very, very broad sugya, and a Kedera obviously is a pot. And what we're talking about over here, leave me alone. What we're talking about over here is a chovitz. Now, a chovitz means something that is stuck together. And it's stuck together in the same way that we would, what we're referring to over here is maybe something that is a gel, that you make it up with flour, with oil, with honey in it, and this is cooked up in a pot. And the same thing would be true of daisa. Daisa is the way that we refer to cereal, but it specifically refers to a porridge. And we'll see that the type of porridge that it talks about is something that is not very popular anymore, but which used to be very popular. It's called grits. Grits are broken up pieces of grain that are not ground, and they can be very, very rough grits, where you take a piece of grain and you just crush it once so that it breaks into two pieces. You can have grits that are broken up to three pieces, four pieces, five pieces, depending on how fine it gets. So those are the various types of daisos. We'll see later the details. Rabbi Yehuda says, you say shakol niye bidvaro. And according to Rav Kahana, you say aboreinu mizonos. Now, if we're talking about regular cereal, daisa, over there for sure, kulei amalo pligi deborei mine mizonot. Of course it's borei mine mizonot because it's made out of the chamishas mine daga. But what we're arguing about is specifically the type of daisa. Note that we mentioned it together with Chovitz Kedera. So we're talking about the type of daisa, which is a modern cereal. And a modern cereal is full of sugary things, corn syrup, honey, and all kinds of garbage. And the question is whether you're feeding the kids this cereal because it has any nourishment in it, or you're feeding it in them to feed their sweet tooth, which, of course, is a big machlokas today between mommies. So if we're talking about a daisa ke'en chavitz kedera, so Rav Yehuda says, ah, come on, man, nobody believes that you're really feeding them anything nourishing. You're basically feeding them sugar. And therefore, the ikar ingredient over here is the honey. So dufsha is the ikar. Therefore, if you want to bite the bullet, admit that you're feeding them something that is a shahakol. Just because it has some grain in it isn't going to turn it into serious food, is it? Whereas Rav Kahana says, no, even though you're right that it's ridiculously sugary, but nonetheless you say aborei mine mizonot. Why? Because the semida, the flour, is still considered to be the ikar ingredient. And Omer Rav Yosef Kavosid Rav Kahana Mistavra, that is actually more reasonable because we have the famous psak of Rav and Shmuel in which they say anything that has in it chameshes mine dagan, and when you say the word sheyesh bo, it's mashma that the chameshes mine dagan is not the primary ingredient. It's an ingredient. It's not a binder, but it's an actual ingredient. If it were merely a binder, then eino chinami, we wouldn't have said a mizonos on it. So if you have something like licorice, for instance, if the flour over there may just be a binder, you wouldn't say borei mine mizonos. But if you've got an ingredient of flour and it's not the ikar ingredient, you still view it as the ikar ingredient, which means that even cereal that's sugary is a borei mine mizonos. Gufa. Ravish will damer davar koshesh bo mechameshet aminim avorchanol borei mine mizonos. The problem is that there's another mimer of Rav and Shmuel that seems to be not merely extra, but also a contradiction. Because Itmar Nami, Rav and Shmuel Darmer Tavayo, Kol Shehu Mechamesh Naminim Avorchan Labore Minim Mizonot. Not that Kol Sheyesh Bo, but rather anything which is the chameshes mine dargah, not if it just has the ingredient. So, I mean, first of all, it seems contradictory. And secondly, the second mimer that we just quoted is absurdly unnecessary if it's true that even one ingredient being flour, not the main ingredient, is enough to make it a bar mine mizonah. So why would they say if it is made out of the chameshes mine dargah? Says the Gemara, because we need both. I'll explain to you why. Let's say we would have only said the mamar, the second one, whichever is made, kol shehu mechameshes mine dagan, okay? So then I would have said, okay, what's the implication? Anything which is, but not if it's a mixture. So in other words, if the flour is not the primary ingredient, then ein achinami, we would not say mezona. So I have to say the other thing, right? I sure have to say kol sheyeshbo, because the truth is that that's good for the point. As long as it has flour in it, even if it's not the primary ingredient, you would say mezona. But on the other hand, if that's all you would have said, you would have said anything that has in it, chameshes mine dagan, I would have said, okay, what's the diak to be made from there? Only if it is an ingredient that is from the chameshes mine dagan, but things that are like chameshes mine dagan, such as orez v'dochan, as big machlokas we've shown him, what orez v'dochan are, l'maisa, we pasken, not like Rashi, that orez is what we call rice, dochan is what we call millet, and that's the way most of Rishonim learn, and that's the halacha. So I would have said, look, the whole point that Rav Shmuel are making is only if it's actually the chameshes mine dagan, which is chita, sa'ora, and so on and so forth, not rice. But if it's made out of rice, I do not say, or is v'dochan, I will not say, aborine mine mizonot. But why is that true if I only would have said that mimer? Because kosher yeshbo, only because it's a minor ingredient. But suppose it would have been made entirely out of rice. You would have had a rice cake. So I would have said, if that's the case, you would have said, barim in Amazonos, even on rice. Now, gentlemen, that may be true. But for the purposes of our discussion right now, we are assuming that no bracha of mizonos is ever made on rice. In the end, we're going to show that that's a mistake. But that is what we understand Rav and Shmuel to be making now as a general statement. So in order to make it clear that even if the entire thing is made out of rice, you do not say a bari mine mizonot. Because of that, they said anything which is the chameshes mine dochan. Because otherwise, they would have said isa be'ina, maybe even orz v'dochan nami is a pure rice cake. Mevorchan alav bari mine mizonot. Therefore, they had to come along kamashman to say anything which actually is the chameshes mine dochan, as opposed to being rice. So even if it's mamish rice, only on chameshes mine dagan, as opposed to orez v'dochan, even if it's pure orez, we do not say abore mine mizonot. We don't. Orez v'dochan, not some take out the dochan all through here, because it's not necessarily true about dochan, as the Gra points out. So v'orez lo mevarchin abore mine mizonot, v'atanya, doesn't it say beferish in the Braita? That heviu lefanav pat orez upat dochan mevarecha lav tchila v'sof kemaasei kidera. If someone is fed bread that is made out of rice, you treat it as if you are eating maase kidera. Maase kidera means some type of cereal dish or kugel dish, something that is cooked up in a pot with flour. Now, what's the din of Maase Kedera? Well, Maase Kedera, it says beferish, Tanya b'tchila mevarech lo borei minei mizonot, l'beso mevarech lo borech ha'achas mein shalosh. You're supposed to say a borei minei mizonos, and at the end you say an ala michya. So apparently we do say a borei minei mizonot on Ores. So that means that the entire discussion that we had a moment ago is simply not true. Answers the Gemara, well, it doesn't mean literally you treat it as if it is Maase Kedera. It's Kim Maase Kedera, but it's not exactly like Maase Kedera. It means that it's like Maase Kedera in the sense that you do make a brocha on it. So you say a brocha at the beginning and you say a brocha at the end. That's true. But it's different than the brocha that you would have made on bread, just like Maisa Kedera is different than the bracha you would have made on bread. But that doesn't mean that you make the same bracha on the rice that you would have made on the Maisa Kedera, because it's Ilu Maisa Kedera over there. At the beginning, you'd make a bori, my name is Zonot, at the end, you say an alamichtia bracha achzmei and shalash. But over here, in this case, you only say a shahakol at the beginning and a bori nefashot rabot at the end, and you do not say a bori, my name is Zonot, when it comes to the rice. Wait a minute. I don't think that's true. Orez, you're telling me we do not treat it as if it's like cereal? Lo? And it's not Maaseh Kedera. Richie, can you get that nose a little bit closer to the camera? Just press it up against the camera there. So the din is that we do not treat it like the Maaseh Kedera. Vatanya, Elohim Maaseh Kedera. Now, remember we talked before about the definition of Maaseh Kedera. What exactly is Maaseh Kedera? So we have these different types of grits. Remember, grit is a whole grain. It could be wheat, it could be barley, it could be oats. It's a whole grain that is broken up into pieces, but not ground. So we have the simple, the most gross grit, which is the chilka. Chilka means it's bechulak into two. You could have tragis, which, as the name implies, tri, is into three parts. Take out solet, which makes absolutely no sense over here, because solet, of course, is the opposite of grits. And zaris would be into fourths. Arson is into fifths. And at the end, we include orez. So apparently, orez has the same din of Maaseh Kedera, which are these grits. Says the Gemara, that's true. But this braita is obviously not going according to the normative halacha. This is Alibi de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Remember that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that rice is literally grain and has exactly the same din as the Chameshes Minei Dagan. And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you can actually be yotze, your chiv on Pesach of eating matzah by eating rice cakes. And on the other hand, if you allowed your rice to get a little bit to rise, then you would be over on Achilas Chametz, because it's literally a type of grain. So, of course, according to him, you would make a mizonot. Because we have a bright that says, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer, Orez is a type of grain, and you're chayev on its chimutz, on Pesach Kores, and if you make a nice rice cake like a matzah, you'd be yotzi yedei chovato bePesach. But according to Rabbanan who hold that rice is not considered to be a grain at all, so then according to that, you wouldn't even make a mizonos on it. Nope. Disagree with that too. You're claiming that according to the Rabbanan, you do not make a mizonos on orez, even if it's cooked and so on. Vatanya, hakoses et achita, somebody who is being koses. Remember, the word koses means you're eating in an unusual fashion, an unprepared food. Okay, so over here you take a raw grain of wheat and you're chewing it and you eat it. What bracha do you make? Mevarech alei borei impri ha'adama. If you grind it up and you bake it, and then you cook it in water, so in other words, you've boiled up something which otherwise would have been a bread-like thing, so then bisman chaprus sot kayamot, if you can still look at the separate pieces of bread, and they are still extant. Now, we're going to explain what that means a little bit later. Then it's still considered to be bread, and you make a bracha of amotzi lechem min haaretz betchila, and at the end, besof, you make a full birkat hamazon. Shalosh brachot. But if the pieces of bread are no longer considered to be bread, they're not kayam completely, we'll see what that means. So then we change that to a bori minei mizonot at the beginning, and at the end, a ma'ala mechia, bracha achat me'en shalosh. Now, the same halacha when it comes to raw rice. What would be the din? You're chewing on a raw piece of rice. Hakoses et haorez. So over there also, you say a bori pri ha'adama. If you had ground it up, you had baked it, and you boiled it, over there the din is that even if you can still see intact pieces of bread, that is to say rice bread, you would never say amotzi lachem min haaretz on it. You would say borei mine mizonot. Oh my God! So apparently you do say borei mine mizonot on Orez. And at the end, you would say a bracha achas mei and shalosh. And I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, okay, well, we already told you that there's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri who holds that it's considered to be a type of dagon, but this can't be going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Think about it, man. Who said this? Mani. Elaim Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. You're going to try to tell me it's going alib Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and it's because he holds Orez is a min daganu. So then why does it say that you only make a borin mina mizonot? If in the same case, if it were wheat, it says that you would have said a motzi lechem in aretz. And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, orez and wheat are equivalents, and therefore a motzi lechem in aretz are shalosh brachos boi beruche. You should be making a full hamotzi followed by birkat hamazon. So obviously it's not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay, so then who is it? It's got to be going a libet rabbanon. And it shows that a libet rabbanon, you do make a mizonos on Orez, which is a Tiyufta to Rav and Shmuel, correct? Tiyufta. That's the end of Rav and Shmuel's assertion that you never say Mizonot on Orez. You do say Mizonot on Orez. Now, of course, the problem is that, as we know from Halacha L'maisa, it's true that we say Mizonot on the Orez. It's not true, however, that we say an Al HaMichra after eating the Orez. We only make a Bar Nefashas. So this part is still going to be defined a little bit later. So now let's go back. Omar, we said a minute ago that if you're chewing raw wheat, you say Bore Pri Adam. But the problem is that there's a braita that says you make a special bracha, which is called Bore Mine Ziraim. Now, we don't know that bracha. Well, but that's not a problem. Remember our Mishnah? How did the Mishnah open? The Mishnah opened with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that on green vegetables, leafy green vegetables, you make a special bracha, which is Borei Minei Disha'im, correct? That was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Well, if you simply extrapolate Rabbi Yehuda's Shita into the case of eating seeds, so let's say you're eating tchina or you're eating chita, then he obviously, his shita is that a bracha needs to be well-defined. So you don't say the same thing on a tomato, which is a fruit. You don't say the same thing that you would say on a piece of lettuce. Lettuce is not fruit. It's the actual grass. So on the lettuce, you would say disha'im. On the tomato, you would say pri ha'adama. Okay, extrapolate that into a case where a guy is eating seeds. What would you say? You would say borei minei zra'im. Makes perfectly good sense. And therefore, this is simply Hav Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, Ditznan in our opening Mishnah, Lo Yirakot Omer Borei Pri Adama, whereas Rabbi Yehuda insisted you say Borei Minei Disha'im, and that would be, in this case, Borei Minei Zra'im. Omer Mar. You said that if you're chewing raw rice, you say a Borei Pri Adama. If you grind it up, you bake it, and then afterwards you cook it, even though I could still see the pieces of the so-called bread, I still will say a Borei Minei Mizonot, and at the end I will say an Alamicha, and I will not say Birkat Amazon. Now the problem is there's a Braita that talks exactly about this case, and instead of saying at the end you say a Brochach Mien Shalosh, it says at the end you don't say anything. Labasov Velo Klum. Now just to make an important note over here, when we say you don't say anything, it doesn't mean you don't say a Borei Nefashot. It means you don't say anything of the brachas that are mentioned in the Torah. Remember, the bracha that's mentioned after Achila in the Torah is V'achalta v'savata v'rachta shem lakecha la'aretz hatova asher natan la. So that means that if you have a bracha that does not mention Eretz Yisrael at all, it is not in line with any of those brachas. It's a different type of bracha. Since the Borei Nefashot doesn't mention Eretz Yisrael, for all intents and purposes, you're saying nothing, meaning nothing of the kind of things that were prescribed in the Torah. This is a new type of bracha. And therefore, we call it nothing, but it doesn't mean that you don't say the Bar Nefashot. This becomes clear later on. Omer Rav Sheshes, anyway, but we've got a contradiction. Do we say an Alamichya after, or do we not? Says Rav Sheshes, well, it's a machlokas, and it's not a problem because the braita that says that you do say a mein shalosh on Orez is going alib the Rabban Gamliel, and the Rabbanan in fact holds you don't say anything at all. Tanya Zakla. Koshu mishivat haminim. Any type of food that is one of the shivas haminim of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Gamliel says you have to say a birkat hamazon, even if you're eating dates. That's one of the shivas haminim. You're eating olives. That's Shivas Aminim. You have to make Birkat HaMazon. V'chachamim Amrim, no. You say a brocha, achas me'en shalosh. You say al ha'aperot. On those type of things. So whatever it is, it's not good to call it an ala michya because it's only called ala michya where it's a reference to mizonas. It's a brocha, achas me'en shalosh, whatever it is. V'chachamim Amrim. So Rabbi Amliel holds, you say the entire Birkat HaMazon, Shalosh Brachot. The Chachomim say, no, you say only the Brachot and Shalosh, what we call an Ala Michya on grain, or Ala Perot. So Rabbi Amliel held that you say Birkat HaMazon. Now, so far, we're not up to the business about the Oras yet, but we'll get there. Now, there was a Maisa once, Rabbi Amliel and the Zakenim, they were having this big Seuda up in an Aliyah in Yericho, and of course, Yericho is famous for its dates. And sure enough, they bring these big, juicy, yummy dates, and they eat them. And Rabbi Gamliel asks Rabbi Akiva, he says, Rabbi Akiva, you do the honors. Now, of course, what he meant when he said you do the honors was according to his shita. Namely, you do the honors for the Birkat HaMazon, and Birkat HaMazon you would do with actual mizunin. So he was telling Rabbi Akiva to say, Rabotai Nevarech. On the dates, what does Rabbi Akiva do? Ah, chutzpah, kafatsu berech Rabbi Akiva brachachs me'en shalosh. Can you imagine? Right there in front of Rabbi Gamliel, who gives him rishus to say Birkat HaMazon, he says, an al haperot. Woo! Rabbi Gamliel was not happy. Amar le Rabbi Gamliel, hey, Akiva, man, what a chutzpah. Hagam lichvorshet amalkari mi babayno. He didn't say that. Ad mataya tamachnis roshcha bena machloket. Well, you put your head between the big timers over here. What a chutzpah. Amala, Rebbe, I'm only following your instructions. Afo pisha atao mer kain, v'chavirecho omrim kain. Didn't you teach us that if it's a yachid v'rabim, we should follow the halacha of the rabim? And the rabim hold that you only say a brocha achas me'en shalosh. I was just doing what you taught me. I know that you personally hold we should say Birkat HaMazon. Whew, that was close. Anyway, now here's the part that's important for us. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mishma. Rabbi Yehuda says that what Rabbi Gamliel said was that kol shom shivat haminim, anything which is of the shivat haminim but is not a type of grain, velo min dagan. So it isn't a type of grain at all. Oh, even if it's a type of grain, but you didn't turn it into an actual bread, Rabbi Gamliel said you say shalosh brachot. And the Chachamim say, no, you say only, you don't say Birkat HaMazon, unless it's mamish bread. You say only Brach HaChas Be'en Sholash. Furthermore, if it's not Shivas Haminim, and it's not a type of grain, like, oh, here we go, like bread that's made out of rice, or that's made out of dochan. So here Rabbi Yehuda reports, Rabbi Gamliel said, you say an ala michya. A brocha achas me'en shalosh, and the Chachomim say you don't say anything, meaning you only say a borei nefashot. So that explains, says Rav Shesh, the whole thing. The brayta that says you're supposed to say an ala michya, that was going al ibn Rav Gamliel. And the brayta that says velo klum is going al ibn Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, no, it's a shame, but it doesn't work. I'll tell you why. Because how are you now explaining the brayta that we had on Amin Aleph? B'mayu kimta. Where it says you say ala michya, you're claiming it's going al ibn Rabbi Gamliel, right? But take a look at the second part of the resha of that brayta, and you'll see it can't be going al ibn Rabbi Gamliel. Because what did it say over there? That if you can no longer recognize the bread, the prusot, you don't see the pieces, they're not kayamot. So then you say a bori mine mizonot, and at the end, you say a brocha achas me'en sholosh. Now, that cannot be going like Rabbi Gamliel. Because if it's Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel holds that even if you eat a date or if you eat cereal, you say a full Birkat HaMazon. He's certainly not going to say that on a challah kugel, you say not a Birkat HaMazon, you just say a Brach HaChas Me'en Shalosh. If he holds a Kotavot Vadaisi, you say Shalosh Brachas, he's certainly going to hold him in a Prusot Kayamot. That's not going to make the difference not to say a Birkat HaMazon, my friend. It's got to be going a Libet Rabbona. It can't be a Libet Rabbi Gamliel. And therefore, Rav Sheshes, who claims the bright as Rabbi Gamliel, simply does not work. Wait a sec. Okay, so then, but so now you admit, though, now we've got a contradiction. I mean, do the Rabbanan say lo klum, or do the Rabbanan say brach hasaman shal? It's all very nice for you to say that Reb Sheshes is wrong. Do you have a better answer? So, iachi kashid Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. You're right. You're right. We're going to have to change the girsa. Le'olam derabbanan. Look, I don't think there's any way out of the fact that it's not Rabbi Gamliel. And you got to change the girsa. Change in the end when it says by the Orez that lebisof in a mevarach alav lo klum, because otherwise we don't have a shita that says that you should say al hamichya on Orez. So what is it that we're coming out with? We'd have a tiyufta of Rav and Shmuel, and therefore on Orez we do say up front a borei minei mizonot. And we just changed the girsa, libet rabbanan, which according to Umi Paskin, obviously not like Rabbi Gamliel, as Rabbi Akiva himself pointed out. And therefore, we would say a borei nefashot, very unusual thing, which at the beginning you say a borei minei mizonot, but at the end you say borei nefashot, and that indeed is how we paskin. Omer Rava, hi riata de chakloi. Now, the people out there, the farmers out there in the villages, they make a chavitza, which they call a riata. And the way that they make it is they put a heck of a lot of flour in it because they need a lot of heavy-duty nourishment. And out there, they don't go for the sugary stuff so much like they do in the city boys. So over there, the mafshi bekimcha, they have a lot of flour in it. There you say a borei minei mizonot. Why? My time at the smada iker, because the flour is the main ingredient to them. But people in the cities, the mechozot, the lomavshi bekimcha, where they don't put in a lot of flour, over there you say a shakol ni'ebidvaro, because that's like eating these sugary modern cereals that basically don't qualify as food. So you can't call them an alamichya. My time, because the sugar is the most important ingredient. The dufsha is the ikar. But in the end, Rava realized that he made a mistake. Why? As we said at the beginning of the daf today, Adar Amar Rava, no, it's not true. Idivi idi borei minei mizonot, because of Rav and Shmuel's psak. The kosh yesh bo michamesh zaminim, even if it's a minority ingredient, the flour is always considered to be the ikar, except as we mentioned earlier, except in a case where the flour is only a binder. So the mevorchin ala borei minei mizonot. Om Rav Yosef, hai chavitza, getting back to the chavitza. Now, what we're talking about over here is a chavitza, which is more like a bread kugel. There's a major machlokas over here between Rashi and Tosfos, which we'll see why in the course of the Gemara that follows, as to whether we are talking about bread that has been boiled, like the sugya began before, or we're talking about bread that has been stuck together by soaking it in milk or in honey or something like that. Is it a cooked kugel, or is it a gelled type of kugel? So Rashi holds it's cooked, Tosfos holds it's gelled. According to Tosfos, any time that you would cook bread in order to prepare it for a kugel, then ipso facto, it's no longer bread. The very fact of cooking takes away the tzuras apas. According to Rashi, that's not necessarily so, which leads to a difference in halacha, and therefore we'll talk about that as we go along. So right now, according to Rashi, we're talking about cooked pirurim. According to Tosfos, we're talking about stuck together pirurim. B'tchila mevarech alav ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz. So you say full birkat hamazon, you treat it as a actual bread, as long as there's a kizayit that's left. The let be piruri kizayit, however, if the various pieces are not the size of a kizayis, then you treat it like a mizonos. A betchilo mevarech alav borein mimizonos, and at the end you say an alamichya. Om Rav Yosef, I'm going to prove this to you from the Din of Menachos, the Tanya. Hayahu made him akriv menachot b'Yerushalayim. A guy comes into the Beis HaMikdash. He hasn't been in the Beis HaMikdash for 30 days. He has the schutz now to give over his mincha to a kohen. He hands it to the kohen. He says, Baruch shechayanu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. If the kohen now takes the mincha to eat it, so nitalan la'ochlan, he makes a motzi lechem min ha'aretz on the mincha. Now, the din of a mincha, remember, is that it requires petita. Petita means that in order to facilitate the kometz, we have to break up those menachas. Some menachas, obviously, that they're made out of simple solet, then there's no problem of doing kmitza. Stick your hand in and you take out a handful. But suppose we're talking about a mincha that was ma'afei tanur, that you baked, or a mincha that you fried. So over there, it's a solid mass. What exactly do you do? How in the world can you do kmitza? So there you have to do petita. Petita means you break it up into tiny little pieces. Now, the Mishnah says about the mincha ma'afeh that according to the Chachamim, you break them up into pieces, but each one of the pieces has to be a shear of a kezias. And it says over here that you say hamotzi, even though this is basically a cooked kugel for all intents and purposes, and we're saying hamotzi on it. So that proves, says Rabbi Yosef, if you've got pieces of a kezias, then on a kugel you would say hamotzi. Amalei Abaya, well, wait a minute, let me ask you something. And what about if you hold according to Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel says that petita means reducing the mincha back to the original state of flour. You crush it up into tiny little crumbs. So according to you, would you say that Alibi de Rabbi Shmuel, you say Amotzi Lechem Mina Oretz, even on the tiny pieces, if you have a kezias of them, you put together. But now don't try to tell me, yeah, okay, that's exactly what I would say. You can't say that because it says, Beferish in the Braita, that if you were lakat mikulam kezayit v'ochlam, you gathered up little tiny pieces from all of these crushed menachas, im chametzu onish kores, v'im matzu adam yotzi b'dei chovaso b'pesach. Now, that means over here we're talking about likate mikulam kezayit. It means you start it off with tiny little pieces and you eat it. It has a din. The fact that you could be yotzei matzah, it obviously has a din of lechem because matzah is called lechem, lechem oni. So if that's the case, then I would have to say amotzi lechem in oretz on it. So you're claiming you would own that we would be talking, according to him, that you would be the chiev, according to him, would be that you don't say, you're claiming that you would not say hamotzi, and it says over here that you would have to say hamotzi because you're going to be yotzei matzah. Says Rabbi Yosef, we're talking about over here. You don't understand what the case is. It means you collected the little pieces, but then you rebake them. You squish them together into dough, and you put them back in an oven, you bake them. No. Because Iyaki, how do you understand the Sefer? The Sefer says the only time that we say that you have to make that Birchas Hamazon is only if you ate them, not ate it, ate them in a shear of Bechdei Achilat's Pras. If it's talking about, according to you, you baked it into a piece of bread, why say ate them? There is no them, my friend. There's only it. It should say Sha'ochlan. It should say Sha'ochlo. You ate it. But it doesn't say you ate it, okay? So there is no it. So then that means we're not talking about our son. We're talking about little pieces. So now you're going to have to take it back, my friend. It's not true that it's talking about Kisha Arson. Okay, says Rios, fine. You're right. It's not talking about Kisha Arson, but it is talking about a special case. And the reason it's considered to be Lechem is because over here, the original piece of bread was still there. And now this has been broken off into little pieces from the original piece, you see. So since the original piece is here, the pieces that are taken from it are still called bread because the mother of the bread is there. Okay, anyway, bottom line. Do you say amotzi on a chavitza where it's less than a kezias or not? Rav Sheish says, hi chavitza. Even if it doesn't have a shear of kezias in the various pieces, you still say a motzi lechem in haaretz. But this is only, says Rava, to ikale turisa denahama, that I can still clearly see that this is bread. So if it's as big as a kezias, so then you say hamotzi on it, even lahalocha, even if I don't see it as a piece of bread. It looks all mushy, but I still would say hamotzi on it. If it's less than a kezias and you can clearly see that it's a piece of bread that's in that kugel, very often you see in a bread kugel exactly that situation, so then you would say even on less than the shear of a kezias, you would also say a motzi lechem min haaretz. How about trukanim? Trukanim are also a kind of bread. We'll see exactly what they are. And they're chayev in challah. And again, there's a different girsa over here, which is v'chein ki aser rav and amar b'yochanan truknin are chayovim in challah, not like our girsa that he argues, and the gra changes it to say that he holds also the truchayev. But what are truknim? Omer Abai, truknim are kuva da'ara. Remember that the tanur that was made in those days was open on the bottom and attached to the ground. Now, suppose you hollowed out a place on the ground, and you poured batter into the hollowed out area of the ground at the bottom of the tanur. So what would happen, normally, of course, you've got a solid dough, and you stick the dough on the side of the tanur, which comes out with the little pitot that are still used today. But if you let batter sit at the bottom in the ground in that hole, it ultimately hardens and it looks like a roll. But since it's a soft batter, it's really just an overly cooked pancake. And because of that, there might be a tzad to say that it's potter min hachala. Comes along the Gemara to say that since in the end it forms a roll, it's chayev and chala. Whereas Abaya says, Tarita, on the other hand, is petura min hachala. You would not say that about Tarita, which is not bread. What is a Tarita? Some say, Ikeni Amri Gavo Maratach. There's some who say that it's basically a pancake. Govil means a batter, and maratach means that it's been seared. So in other words, you poured it directly onto a frying pan. And some say that it's Nahamada Indica, it's an Indian bread. So that type of thing is a dough that's put on a spit, and the spit is turned over a fire, and then you keep putting on delicious kind of garlic and all kinds of flavoring onto the dough. We ought to try that one day. And so some say it's that, and others say it's lechem asur lekutach. It's the kind of bread that is meant in the end to be mixed into a kutach. That bread was baked in the sun. It wasn't really baked in an oven. That's not considered to have truta de pita. And because of that, it's not called chayev in challah. And Tanei Rabbi Chiya, that indeed lechem asur lekutach is potter min hachalan.